Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And you already know our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday, December the 9th. It's 7:39 a.m. Central Standard, 8:39 Eastern. And we already know that you're on your way. And as you are on your way this morning, you know it is nasty outside. It's raining just enough to make the streets, the highways, slippery, slick, and wet. Not really a heavy rain. I don't even know if you'd call it a drizzle. Maybe just sort of a mist. It's damp. It's wet, it's cold outside, and depending on what
area you're traveling in from, the highways are muddy because it looks like the farmers, DC and I said this morning, it looks like they have gone into overdrive, getting the sugar cane, getting it cut, getting it out of the fields. I mean, 18-wheelers everywhere. And so as you're traveling in this morning, we want to make sure that you give yourself enough time to slow down so your vehicle doesn't get all muddy. Make sure that you slow down for school buses, school kids, and school zones. They're in effect, you know, already until 9 a.m. And this is really around the country. School zones are in effect. Kids are catching school buses, standing, many unattended. Please give yourself enough time to slow down. Stay engaged and watch out for them, because chances are they're not watching out for you. Remember, those school zones, when you slow down, it helps the crossing guards, it helps the resource officers, and it just helps everybody. And I know how it is. You're thinking, it's Monday. I'm trying to get my momentum. I may be running a little bit behind, and I really just don't have time to slow down. Well, you know what? It would be in your best interest and in the interest of everybody else that's traveling just to simply slow down. Take a deep breath. Decide that it doesn't matter what the weather says, what it looks like outside, that there ain't no momentum like momentum. You got to get your momentum. You got to have it. You got to speak it. And you got to declare that this is going to be a great start to a great week. We're super excited. We have our momentum this morning, as it's really just got a chill in the air, a damp chill. I am having a big, big cup of green tea. Need lots of warmth in my body this morning. And it's one of those mornings where you just need something warm to soothe you, to warm you up, and to get you going. And so if you're started already, I hope that you've given yourself just enough time to get there safely, to stay engaged, and to watch out for everything that's happening in and around your surroundings. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Momentum Monday. It's December the 9th. Can you believe it? Only 15 days, 16 hours, 17 minutes, and 53 seconds until Christmas. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage, where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can be reached at 318-561-8020. It doesn't matter if you are a first-time home shopper, buyer, owner, you're trying to refinance, you're trying to invest in property, the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help you. Again, 318-561-8020. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, serving this community for over 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And also McDonald's of Pineville. Don't forget about Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. It's the time of the year where vehicles need service. It's cold. The weather is changing. Your vehicle may not be acting right. Well, Daryl's Auto Service and his team can help you. All you've got to do is phone them at 318-443-5741. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating
75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're started. It's 7:49 a.m. Central Standard, 8:49 Eastern, and you're on point. Now, this morning, I want to talk a little bit, DC, about the sting. You know, the sting. I think that's what we are going to coin, that term that Risa Bowie came up with, the sting. And there were some stings that happened this weekend in college football. But before I talk about stinging, I want to thank one of our very astute listeners for correcting me on Friday as we were talking about the sting that makes us all feel like maybe someone has received their blessing before we've received ours. And, you know, we wondered if it was hating or, you know, or if it was something else. And Risa Bowie so eloquently downloaded, I believe, straight from heaven, really what it is when, you know, others seem to get in front of us, when others seem to be blessed, when maybe we're still struggling. And she said, you know, not last week, but the week before, and then we revisited on Friday, that thing called sting. And as we were talking about how that happens and how we all feel about it, one of the things that I said incorrectly was that Sarah had a Hannah. Well, thank you, Amos, for correcting me. And I think I just got caught up in the moment. We know it was Hagar. And what we were saying essentially is that we don't need to help God, that what is for us is for us. And sometimes we just have a hard time waiting. Well, that was no more true than this weekend in college football. The sting of what's for somebody else is for somebody else. When number 10 Ohio State beat number two, Ohio State was defeated, excuse me, by Michigan State, yes. Number 10. And that you talk about, I'm not even really fans of either of those teams, but just fans of the game. Now, you talk about a sting. Ohio State, D.C. had been undefeated, number two, and they came up just really, really short. Really, really short this weekend when they lost to number 10, Michigan State. I mean, what a sting. What a sting. And so, as we watched the game, D.C., what were you thinking?
I enjoyed the game. I really enjoyed the game. But in the end, though, Carlette, I mean, from the beginning of the game, at one point it was 17-0. Mm-hmm. Michigan State just came out and hit them in the mouth.
Yeah.
And that's just how it was. You know, they had it on their minds. You know, Ohio could never get going.
Mm.
And even when they got going, Michigan State was saying, we're not going to be denied. And they ripped in and just snatched it from them.
Boy, you said that with a
they
deep.
Snatched it.
You said that with a.
Because you got to know what winning is like. You know, you got to.
But wasn't that a sting, though, for Ohio State? They had been undefeated.
Well, not only that, Carlette, Ohio State was undefeated last year, but they were on probation with mm-hmm. the NCAA, and they couldn't go to a bowl game because of the situation that happened with the quarterback that's at Oakland right now, Terrell Pryor, and a mm-hmm. few other players.
Mm-hmm.
They were on suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, last year they had a hot team. They were smoking, but they weren't really in the rankings, and they couldn't really do anything. Even though they won all their games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year was supposed to be, and even to now, they actively had the longest win streak in college football.
Right.
You know, with about probably 23 or something.
24.
Like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was really one of those deals where Michigan State had their minds made up and they came in and they put it on.
Yeah.
I mean, they started hitting from the very beginning, Carlette. Their defense is tough. They were hitting and they were hitting hard. And they just, you know, they played football like the game's supposed to be played.
And, you know, at the beginning of the game, we said, you know, we were sitting and we were getting ready for pregame and ready for the game. And I said, you know, it's probably the law of average. It's probably, I said that, you know, Michigan, number 10, will beat number 2, Ohio State. And you could just tell from the beginning of the game, the intensity, the way that they came out,
yes.
Their minds were made up. And you're right, they just hit them in the mouth. They were relentless. They were unstoppable. And they said, you know what? We're not going to be denied. And that really, you know, as we were talking about the sting last week, that's really the sting of, in sports, you really just can't be happy. It's like Lamia said, you know, in those cases where you just can't be happy for the other person, I mean, the coach was, Ohio's coach was devastated. The team was devastated. When you looked at the sidelines, you know, they were just in dismay. They just could not believe that a number 10 team came and knocked them out of the national championship.
Absolutely, Carlette. But that's pretty much
understandable.
That is how it is. I mean, right now you can take a number 2 team and a number 2 team.
And number 2 and number 10?
Yes, a number 2 team and a number 10 team, and on any given day, you don't know who's going to win that game.
Yeah.
That's why you got to play the game. But, you know, Michigan, to me, in my opinion, knew that they had just everything to gain. But, Carla, let me just say this, though, because, you know, when I heard you say what you said, like it's the law of average says they were going to lose, you know, most football pundits don't look at it like that. You know, and when you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, right.
When I said that.
the law of average. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You were like, yeah,
now,
right.
Now, we know that any team can lose, but the chances of Ohio not really being ready to perform and put that thing to sleep and close that deal to go to the national championship, most people just wouldn't have even imagined that. And most people were saying that they thought that Ohio State may not have even should have been in the national championship game, even with the 13 wins, because of their difficulty of schedule wasn't as difficult as Auburn or somebody in the SEC.
Right. And so, you know, that was another underlying factor. And, you know, when you said that the law of averages and the pundits don't look at it like that, you know, as you said, anybody on any given day can lose. But that really was the upset of all upsets, don't you think, in college football?
No, I think the Alabama upset was the upset of all upsets. And really and truly, Alabama is probably the best team in the country. And if it were next year where they had the playoff system, they would win it all because nobody would beat them. Especially after they lost, you really wouldn't beat them now.
Right.
But, you know, the way the system is set up in the BCS, they don't have a playoff system, but it will be here next year. And this would be this situation right here.
It would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Absolutely it would. Because right now, if Florida State loses and you have all these one-loss teams,
right,
you really don't know who really is number one, really, the undisputed. I think it should be the top 10 teams in the playoff myself.
Right. And then so now for the national championship, we look at Auburn versus – or Florida State versus Auburn. So who do you think is going to win that game?
I think Auburn's going to win it.
You think Auburn's going to beat Florida State?
Well, I think – I just believe that the SEC is just a more dominant – you know, and now for the first time, though, Carlette, I think that Florida State is ready. And
got a lot of big, bad wide receivers.
Yeah, and a heck of a quarterback who most people think is going to win the Heisman. But I really do believe that Auburn is probably going to be a little bit tougher. But somewhere I'm a little double-minded on that deal because most of the coaches at Florida State have coached in the SEC. You know what I'm saying? So they kind of know.
They're kind
of
poised for it.
They've sort of built their football team around that SEC style. So most people are saying they might be closer to an SEC football team than any other school in the country. But and Auburn being one of the, you know, they pretty much just slipped up on everybody. I mean, they're really not a premier football team in the SEC. It's probably four teams. LSU beat them.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably four or five teams that probably would beat them on any, I mean, you know. But you can't really say that about Bama.
You know, as we were talking about Michigan State, just jumping back to them, you know, they won. It was a great victory. They hadn't been to the Rose Bowl since 1988, so that was great for them. But nothing really changed for them. I mean, it just, you really just hated to see, I kind of hated to see Ohio State lose simply because, you know, they would have gone to the national championship.
Not if you're an SEC fan. You want to see the SEC 7 straight championships, and really you want to see them win another to really show the dominance of football down here in the South.
Well, don't you think that they've already really established their dominance, though?
I mean, yeah, but, you know.
I mean, you know.
Why not do it some more? I mean, just win.
Just win for the sake of winning.
Yeah, overkill.
Well, it was a great football weekend, and it was a great weekend, and that was really a great upset. Michigan State overtook Ohio State. The score ended up being 34-24. That was the final score. And, I mean, you know, it's just good to see that, you know, hard work, tenacity, relentlessness, and the will to win, and something that you have shared with young David Christmas a lot, that in sports you have to have the will to win.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to impose your will on people. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is. I mean, and that's what winners do.
Right. And their will, Michigan State's will, was absolutely in full force this past weekend. And so they're going to the Rose Bowl, and we can't wait to see what's going to happen next for all of you college sports fans. I think it's still going to be an incredibly great game.
Oh, hold up. I was about to take a break, but let's not forget about Auburn and Missouri, who played.
Oh, yeah.
And the running back for Auburn, his name is, what is his name? Michael Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Dyer just ran all over Missouri.
Yeah.
It was a shootout.
Yeah. It was an offensive shootout, and you know, not a whole lot of defense there.
Absolutely. And you know, SEC is known for defense. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think a lot of people are kind of concerned about Auburn representing the SEC in this game.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and I know that those people who follow it, you know, as you said, really, I don't think most people can get past the Alabama upset, and I don't think Nick Saban really can get past it either, because it was just such a fluke. I mean, you know, if what he did would have worked, if that field goal, if it would have been made, he would have been a hero. You know, it wasn't made, and so people are still Monday morning quarterbacking his decision, you know, and it was just so unlikely. But you know what, that's the sport that we all know and love. Anything can happen.
That's what makes it fantastic.
I know it. It was a great weekend, though, of sports, and it was just a great weekend, period. Even though the weather was not all that great, it was just a time for us to just chill out and rest.
We couldn't move.
Hey, everybody, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by UDB Insurance. UDB Insurance is how you can successfully navigate the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins is waiting for your phone call. He'll help you. He's an expert. He understands how to help you and your family get the most affordable health care for you. And here's the number you can phone, 318-445-9359. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, Davis One Stop. No matter if you're traveling on Highway 71, north or south, or if you're in the great town of Cheneyville, Davis One Stop is the best stop. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's 2 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 2 minutes after 9 Eastern. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Every time I hear those old school songs, I try to figure out what dance were we doing. That push, I don't know about you, but it makes me want to push through. It makes me want to have even more momentum for the day, for the week, for the new coming year. And just get started and get going. It's 12 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 12 minutes after 9 Eastern. And you know, this weekend, DC and I didn't really push at all. We just had a very relaxing weekend. We didn't fish. I know, believe it or not, we did not fish. I was so proud of you, DC. I was proud of you because you really, you took heed to the elements.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, that is a lot of progress. So you woke up still at about 4 a.m. Saturday morning, and you monitored the weather throughout the week and up until the weekend, and you decided what on Saturday at 4 a.m.?
It was a no-go. And that wind was whipping out there so bad. It was cold. I was like, the bed sounds real good.
I know. And it was just...
felt real good.
It was just wonderful to... It's always wonderful to be on the lake, but I'm going to tell you, honestly, it is not wonderful to be on the lake when it's freezing cold. Because it's...
The freezing cold is not bad. It's the wind.
Well, it's...
The wind is the problem.
For me, it's the wind. It's the cold. It's the whole concept. But DC found this really wonderful little heater for the boat, and it works really, really well. But I function better when it's warmer. So I just really relish the time to just Young Deuce Christmas. Had some plans this weekend, and so it was just DC and I for the weekend for the most part. And we just had the opportunity to just lie in bed and love on each other and just be. And sometimes in life, you just have to stop and shut it down and just be. And this morning, this is what we want to share with you, because DC and I have been on this mission of really just seeking the next things in life. And I mean a spiritual seeking, not that we're trying to make anything grand happen, but we're just seeking and moving into a place of, okay, God, what's next? And, you know, as you look at the countdown to Christmas, and we're only 15 days out, we're going to be ushering in a new year, another new season. And one of the things that we talked about on Real Women Real Talk last Friday were those seasons, and sometimes how difficult it is to just be. But I think in just being, you still have to seek. You still have to ask God, what's next? What would you have me to do? And in the new year, as it's coming forth, a lot of people are trying to figure out what's next. And you're seeing other people being almost perpetually blessed. And sometimes, DC, in that you can sort of feel left out if you're not careful. But one of the things that DC has really, really set forth for our family is really, really just asking God what the next thing is and not moving until we hear clearly what that thing is. Because so many times in our lives, we have just really run amok. I mean, we've been all over the place, just doing what we thought was good to do. And I mean, aren't we just tired of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you're it's like driving somewhere and taking a wrong turn and going way out of the way, and then you got to come back.
But you never stop to ask for direction. You're just driving.
Right. So now it just seems to be more wise to just, if you don't get anything, don't do anything. Just keep doing what you're doing until you get some. Get some direction, some instruction.
And so let me ask you, for you, in this year especially, in this past year, I have seen a sense of peace, a sense of calm, a sense of waiting and understanding now more than I've seen in a long time. Where do you think that comes from for you?
From getting knocked down so many times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually, you know, some people just learn from pain, you know, and I've learned a lot of the things that I've learned. You know, people told me way before I had any pain from them, look, don't do that. You know, but mm-hmm. I always thought I knew more. And, you know, they just watch you go ahead and fail.
Mm-hmm.
So now, instead of doing that, I like to just take my time and go through stuff. I'm not in a hurry anymore.
Hmm. And that is a lot of growth, isn't it?
Absolutely it is.
I
guess it comes with age. I mean, you know, you just, you know, at 30, I didn't feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do now. And, you know, I was more bold. I guess I had more time. I felt invincible. And now, you know, it's just not all that time left to be doing crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. And in this new year, a lot of people, I think, I don't know if people start reflecting at this point or if they just wait because tradition has said you need to make a resolution or you need to resolve to do things differently. But, you know, 15 days until Christmas and then we're moving into a new year. And it's really got us thinking about the next things in life and what God has next. And not trying to manufacture or create something. But for me, I'm one of those people that I am a get it done right now kind of girl. And I want what I want when I want it. And so DC's shifting gears has really affected me because now I'm having to, you know, downshift to understand that I don't have to rush to get there. And it was just like we were talking about Friday, that those blessings that are there for you, that they're there for you. And I think, DC, for people, for all of us and our flesh, the human nature, that's the hardest thing to really internalize, is that it is there. You can say it all you want, but when you're not seeing the manifestation, the natural instinct is to be like Hagar. Okay, I don't know how it's going to happen, but let me help. Let me help God by going out and making it happen.
Right, right. And that's when I think, you know, as we get older, we start to learn patience. And we start to be more content. Because, you know, without contentment, you know, God can show you a thing and you're not content or patient, and you'll go out there and get in self-will and do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, every time God has revealed something to us, it's also been a timetable involved. You know, just because he shows us a thing, that doesn't mean we're finna do the thing right now.
And isn't that
you
the
know,
hard
we have
thing
to get prepared for the thing? Yeah, because everybody wants to move right on into whatever the thing is.
I'm raising my hand.
Right.
And it's like, and I think that this conversation on Momentum Monday is really critical for those people that are trying to get their momentum, that might be driving into their workplace. And, you know, you can declare that your season is over, like you heard me say that I did for years and years and years. But the fact of the matter is that the season is not going to be over until God says it's over.
Absolutely.
No matter how many times you declare it.
That's right.
It just ain't going to happen until God is ready for it to happen. And I guess that's why the story of Abraham and Sarah is really just so apropos to today's us. Because until we really find that place of peace right where we are and say, okay, God, not my timetable, but yours, and really, really not just your mouth say it, but your being feel that and be in that moment until the next thing happens, you'll never really have that sense of peace. And one of the things that we were saying on or off the air is that everything that you see, it does have a timetable. But the fact is we don't understand when the time is coming. And sometimes the time seems endless. You know, DC and I have often said, you know, God showed us some 20 plus years ago that we would be doing something, we would be doing it together. But it literally has taken 20 plus years for us to get to that place where we were consistently doing something together. And we didn't necessarily know what it would be, but we had to just keep, we did. We made a lot of mistakes. We were, as I said, we were running amok. We were just all over.
Chasing money.
All over the place because we thought at the time that riches would be the thing that would make us happy. We thought that if we had enough money stocked in our coffers and we could buy all of the things that we wanted and all of the things that we desired, that would make us happy. But the truth of the matter is that when we did have money and we did have things, we still found ourselves longing for something else. It was never enough.
Well, you know, the Bible lived in our lives. We fell into a lot of traps.
A lot of traps.
The Bible says that when you chase riches,
mm-hmm.
you fall into traps. And the devil can trap you.
Absolutely. And so this morning, I hope that as you're getting your momentum, that you'll just find that sense and that place of peace, even though I'm not going to sit here and say that it's easy. But I'm going to sit here and say that it's possible. And when you let go and you throw your heart over the bar, so to speak, you just allow yourself to be vulnerable and you just say, I'm okay where I am. I know my book is being birthed. I know my business is being birthed. I know that dream of doing what I have dreamed of doing will happen. But I just have to keep doing the next right thing. And let me tell you, there is a real, real danger in trying to start something too soon. Trying to birth that baby before it's time. There is a real, real danger in that. Because what you will do is you will think, maybe I missed it. I thought I was supposed to be doing that. I'm pretty positive I heard God say that. Why didn't it work? Wasn't the right season. And waiting is the most challenging thing. But I'm here to tell you that if you just wait, and that's not to say that you're not going to stumble and you're not going to fall. You just get back up. Know that this is a new year. This is a new season. And you start declaring some things about your life, about your purpose, about what you're here for. You start writing those things down. And I know it sounds maybe even a little bit corny, but the word says write the vision and make it plain. But you know what? The funny thing about it is, do you see, most people don't. They just think, I got it in my head. Why not try something different? Write the vision and make it plain and start to speak the vision, whatever it is, every day, every single day. DC and I speak what God has said to us and about us. We speak it and we remind him, this is what you said. This is what you said. And it gives us a sense of, okay, God said, put me in remembrance, my word. Remind me what I said. He already knows. He wants to make sure we know. So as you're traveling in this morning, I want to encourage you, don't be moved by your circumstances. It's 25 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Legacy Floral. And let me tell you, if you're looking for great floral designs to brighten up your house for the holidays or for any occasion, there's no better place to start than Legacy Floral Designs. I'm going to tell you, Alan Bryant is always on point. He is a creator. If you're looking to make your home feel and smell like Christmas, well, Legacy Floral Designs is where you can start. Here's the number. It's 318-321-1991. 321-1991. Or if you just want to cheer someone up for the holidays, send them a floral. Also, Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And this is the time of the year you want to make sure that your insurance is on point. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. All of your home, auto, and life insurance, phone Rosa and her team at State Farm, 318-487-1881. Hey, everybody, you're on point, the official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back with more momentum right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently.
In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Let's do it.
Welcome back, everybody. We hope you're taking your time this morning. We hope that you're getting in safely. But most importantly, we hope that you have your Monday morning momentum. It's 8:32 a.m. Central Standard, 9:32 Eastern, and you're on point. Now, you know I've been telling you guys for a while now that I've been reading this really, really deep, deep book. And it's called 7,000 Ways to Listen, Staying Close to What is Sacred. And the author of the book is a New York Times best-selling author. His name is Mark Nepo. And this is what I am learning about myself. And you know, I talk about authenticity and self-truth all the time. Well, what I have learned through reading the book is that I have not been listening with the kind of acuity, the kind of acuteness that I need to be listening with. And I'm thinking that there are a lot of people out there who are just like me, who hear what we want to hear. And this is one of the quotes from the book. It says, "Deep listening is more than hearing with our ears, but taking in what is revealed in any given moment with our body, our being, our heart." And Susan McHenry is the author of that quote. And he says, "If the purpose and gift of love is to awaken and reawaken what is dormant within us. Then when we awake, it is our responsibility to stay awake and keep the gift alive. We do this by deep listening, not toward a goal or even toward a noble ambition, but as a way of life, staying devoted to listening with our heart more than once to everything. And as I read this, I wanted to share it with you, and I wanted to share some of my own truth about listening. And, you know, I talk about DC and, you know, our lives and our relationship a lot. And what I have come to learn is that when you start to really, really be truthful and honest with yourself, the truth hurts, and most of us don't like it. And so what DC shared with me is that I wasn't really listening to things that he was saying to me, and that I had this sort of block up about things that I didn't want to hear, that I would tune out certain things if they weren't keeping with my agenda or what I wanted, or if it made me feel a certain way, or if I had to look at myself and be honest with myself. And he said, everything about you changes when we start to deal with things that you're having issues with. And so for a long time, I fought that. I didn't fight it verbally, but I fought it mentally. You know how you can, people can say something to you and you may not really speak back, but in your mind, you're thinking that's not true. That's just not right. But then you just sort of brush it away and because you want to move on to the next thing. Well, when you're really trying to be your most authentic self and you're really trying to get to truth and live in truth, then you have to get to a point where you really ask yourself, am I doing that? And there were just a series of things that he would tell me, and it would make me really, really angry. But I would never just say that I was angry, but inside I would really just be angry because I would say, well, that's not that big of a deal. You know, it seems like he's just picking on me. And so as I started reading this book, and isn't it amazing how things come into your life like right when you need them? 7,000 ways to listen. And I had been having this book on my desk for a long, long time. And I knew spiritually that I needed to pick the book up for myself. But I didn't think that it was for my personal self. I thought it's a great read. This is a great author that we'll be able to share with our listeners. But really, the book took me deep within myself. And I haven't finished because I need to go deeper. But I wanted to share this 7,000 ways to listen with you, just sort of parts of it, in case that's you, in case people are trying to tell you things. Not those people that don't have your best interest at heart, but people who love you. And so I decided in truth that because I know DC loves me, he's not going to say anything to me that would not be truthful. He's not going to say anything to intentionally hurt me, but he is a person who deals in the gut-wrenching, deep, deep truth. And sometimes I brush the gut-wrenching, deep, deep truth away because I am finding out through reading this book and through really being with myself that I have an issue with certain things that I don't want to deal with. And so what I'm learning about deep listening and many, many ways to listen is that people hear only what they want to hear and only what they are prepared to hear. And, you know, when you live in that world, DC, we miss a lot.
Absolutely. And that's what the pastor was saying yesterday about folks listening. And I try to examine myself to see if I'm, you know, really hearing. And he was talking about hearing the word and doing the word. You know, a lot of people hear the word, do the word. You know what I'm saying?
Hear the word and don't do the word.
Exactly. But it's a lot of people hear the word and do the word. A lot of people hear the word, don't do the word. Some people are sort of sporadic with it. You know what I'm saying? But in what he was talking about. He was talking about, you know, the different ways that you sow seed. You know, some throw it out on stony ground. You know, that's the, and it was a parable about actually hearing.
Right, and so I was talking about my issues, and really, I guess, sharing my own humanness about not necessarily listening to things that I need to hear, and how hard it is for people to hear the truth about themselves, especially if it's not a good truth.
Yeah, it's hard.
Especially if
not easy at all.
Yeah, especially if it's critical. And so right now, I am at a point where I am having to search myself to make sure that I am really living in the truth of what that thing is, whatever it is.
And that's what you have to do, Carla, and not just you, all people. Mm-hmm. What we have to do is try to inventory our lives, you know, really look down into it and see if we're listening or if we're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because really a lot of people have selective hearing, and that really is a mechanism to not get your feelings hurt. In other words, or a lot of people who like to control outcomes will hear what they want to hear and not hear the things that they don't necessarily want to do or abide by.
Mm-hmm. And it's that internal argument that Mark Nepo talks about in his book, 7,000 Ways to Listen. And I know that I have it a lot, that internal argument. I may not be arguing with you or having heated fellowship with you, so to speak, but I'll have this internal thing that's going on that I say, this is not true. That's just not right. And it's really protecting the fact that I don't want to deal with this thing, or I don't want to admit that I'm doing a thing. And so when you really get to that real truth, and I think when you're moving into a new season and a new year, you really have to examine those shortcomings. And so DC and I were talking about, as DC is a huge proponent, of course, of the AA concept of the 12-step program. And he was saying
I live by it.
Yeah. And so he was saying, Carlette, you know, you really have to start doing an inventory of yourself. He said it's not just about, see, sometimes we think that if another person has an issue with alcohol or drugs or gambling or whatever it is, that those are really the only problems that you can have and that you need 12 steps for. But really, in truth, those 12 steps can really work for anything. You just kind of change what it is. But we look at people like that and we think, oh yeah, they need a program. But do we ever look at ourselves and think, I might need a program? I'm not listening. I'm doing things that are causing problems in my life. And even though they seem like small things, see, when people are on drugs and alcohol, you immediately want to jump on them because that's ruining your life. It's ruining their life. It's taking your money. It's stealing. But there are other things that will steal in your life too. And if you really don't get gut-wrenchingly honest with yourself, they're going to steal from you. And I don't know why I am being gut-wrenchingly honest with you guys this morning. Maybe it's going to help somebody. But really what I realized is that I've got to stop and I've got to start listening. And sometimes I've looked back in my life since I've started reading this book and since I really found that it was an issue, and I started thinking back to being in high school and putting that mechanism up in algebra, in geometry. And I put that mechanism up and I blocked out and I just said, I can't get this. I hear the words, I hear the instruction. Well, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get a thing if you're listening and you're taking it in. No, you've put that mechanism up that really shuts everything else out. And it stops what's being said from going in because you already have preconceived ideas that you can't do it. Or for some reason, it won't be successful, so you don't allow it in. I'm talking about listening. And maybe this is something powerful for somebody this morning, because it is hard for me to say I have this issue about hearing the truth, good, bad, or indifferent. Well, anybody can be okay with good. But can you be okay when it's not good? Can you take that, process it, and stop doing it? People who love you are not going to tell you anything to hurt you. I promise you. if they really, really love you, they're not going to hurt you. They're only going to help you. It's 844, everybody. You're On Point, the official OPT network. And this segment is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for you and your family. If you need just a little bit of help, here's the number you can call for Amerigroup, 800-454-3730. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. McDonald's of Alexandria. And become a member of the Credit Union with a Heart. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is dedicated to excellence. Hey, everybody, you're On Point. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a Heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a Heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice. 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
We've got so much. We could all be having so much fun. Oh, 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 we are one. From the very start, we are.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, and we hope that you are getting your momentum. We hope that you're looking at this day as a great day, no matter what the weather says, no matter what it looks like. And we hope that you're off to a great start, not only for this day, but for the week, and for every day. And you know, as I was revealing my own truth, you know what I'm learning? I'm learning that I can find gratitude even in those things that make me feel uneasy, unsure, and uncomfortable, that I can be grateful for those things and grateful for people in my life that are just going to be honest with me, even when it's not easy. And sometimes you shy away from those people. Sometimes you repel those people because you don't want to deal with yourself on your own self's terms, if that makes sense. But you know what? The only way to get to the next thing, the only way to get to the next season, the only way to start birthing is to be honest with oneself. And I know that is the hardest thing in the world to do. But I guarantee you, once you start doing it, it's cathartic. It's like a spiritual renewing, especially if it's something about yourself that you didn't know about yourself. You know, so in this new season, I hope that people will begin to have an attitude of gratitude, take really a positive approach to what may seem like a problem. And sometimes we can create a problem where there isn't one if you just go ahead and receive it and start working on it. And let me just say this about couples. Sometimes you'll think that the person who loves you the most and who's your life's partner is not for you. And that's just not true. That is a lie from the devil. People who love you want to see you thrive, want to see you strive, and want to see you grow. And when you start getting down to self-truth and dealing with yourself, that's when you get better. That's when you get ready to move into the next season. That's when the momentum really and truly starts. And I'm going to tell you, if you remain in darkness about whatever it is, if it's not listening, if it's not being honest, whatever it is, if you come out of the darkness and start to revel in that, and the way you do that is you just shame the devil and you just tell the truth. And that's really what I did this morning. I hadn't been listening at the rate that I should be. And I do. I have this mechanism. And is it going to go away because I said it today? No, it's going to be a process. But most of us hate the process. But you know what? You got to endure the process to get to the next thing. And that's just the way that it is. And when you get that, and when I get that, that's when we get better. We get stronger. We get wiser. We start to really become grateful for what it is. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to be bringing you Mark Nepo. I'm not sure when. But if you get an opportunity, you know, to pick this book up, 7,000 Ways to Listen, it's just an incredible book that really talks about the journey of listening and how deep it is. And I never really understood the depths of listening until I opened up the book. You know what? We read all the time. DC is either reading an article to me, or I'm reading an article to him, or he's sharing with me, I'm sharing with him, because that's the way we learn. That's the way we become powerful. Don't let anybody prevent you from opening up a book. It makes you better. It makes you work on yourself. It makes you look at yourself and look at ways in which you can get better and I can get better. And that's why we try to share all of these great authors with you, because it's about making you better. It's about transforming your life. It's about really, really creating that niche that is within us. And not necessarily creating, but really cultivating. And the only way sometimes that you can do it is you open up something and you read and you say, wow, I didn't know that. And you learn and you get better. And that's why we do it. I hope that your morning is off to a great start. If it's not, all you've got to do is just stop. Take 30 to 60 seconds. Find your center. Find that place where you can just feel peaceful. And what I do when I'm feeling a little bit off kilter is I just remember the water and the peacefulness of the water. And I instantly just feel that sense of I'm okay. It's okay. And that whatever the day brings, I'm just going to be. And once we start to do that, we just feel better. I'm telling you, that control, it's a mess, especially on Monday mornings, because so many things can happen on Monday mornings that'll just make you want to go back home and get in the bed. Well, you can't do it, so there's no need in thinking that you can. Just take whatever it comes, take it in stride, and be grateful about it. Even if it's bad, you'll learn something from it, and you'll get better. Thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. The reason why we do it every single day is because we love you. But remember, God loves you more than that. So try to love yourself. If you haven't been, just try it. And see if it doesn't make you feel better to just love on yourself. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe, but most importantly, a momentous Monday. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Thanks, everybody.